Susie Richardson and Maciel Herndon are sisters-in-law and close friends. In this StoryCorps piece, Susie reflects on her childhood and how her life has exceeded her expectations. She tells May about having to wear casts and braces on her legs as a child and learning to walk without them, despite her doctor's predictions.
Susie, when and where were you born?
I was born right here in Mobile, Alabama, on the first day of October in 1957. I was told that I was given a shot too strong right after birth, and it partially paralyzed that right thigh. And from there, I was either cast or braces.
Did they say that you would ever
walk? They told me that I would never, they told my mama that I would never crawl nor walk. But God has allowed me to do all of it.
What is your best memory of your childhood?
All my memories were good. But the best one I had was being able to go to the beach, pull off the braces, and put my feet in the sand. That was the best memory right there.
I've never heard that story.
I know. Some of them I keep to myself.
What was your worst memory?
As a child?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
My worst memory was spending my summers in cast. And I couldn't do the things that I used to do then. Yeah. So that would be the worst memory I had. I couldn't go places then.
Susie, what did you think your life would be like when you got older?
First of all, I didn't think I'd ever get a boyfriend. Nobody wanted to deal with people in braces. I wasn't going to do anything but just be a homebody.
Has that changed?
Oh, yes, it changed.
How has that changed?
Well, I have a son. I have grandchildren. Then a special person in my life. He's gone on now, but he was there for 27 years.
Do you believe in miracles?
I am a miracle. I believe in miracles.
So you have experienced a miracle?
Yes. It was a miracle when I come out of braces. I come out of braces when I was 14 years old. That was a miracle right there, to be able to walk without anything. I could walk and I could run.
When you meet God, what do you want to say to him?
Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you that I made it in. That's all I
want
to say.
So you won't be one of these people like, I want to ask God why.
I don't want to ask him anything.
I'm in braces. I want to ask God why he chose me to do this.
No, I do not. I just want to say thank you. Thank you, sir.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.